It's time for Firearm Friday, a podcast dedicated to bringing together the firearm industry and community. Now here's your host, from the great state of Texas, the tactical leprechaun himself, Chris Dover.
Welcome to this week's episode of the Firearm Friday podcast. I am your host, Chris Dover, and today we're going to be talking with Gary from Endosnake.com. Now, the Endosnake is a pretty neat gunsmithing tool and affordable enough for everyone's toolbox. But first, I want to take a quick minute and talk about Sportsman's Guide. Now, Sportsman's Guide has been around for a very long time, supplying outdoorsmen with the gear they need for that perfect adventure. If you love the outdoors and you need some gear for your next adventure, be sure to check out sportsmansguide.com. Our crew, help me welcome Greg to the show this week with Endosnake. How are you, Greg?
Hey, how's it going? Glad to be on your show, and thank you for inviting me.
You bet. So, yeah, you're at home, so I guess you're quarantined, so to speak.
we're based in Canada, so we're in Toronto, and it's not like a quarantine per se, but social distancing measures, so
right,
we're not like confined really to our homes here as some other countries, but taking this pretty seriously and just staying careful and safe.
Right. Yeah, I understand. Now, as far as the social distancing and all the things going on with that, how has that affected Endosnake at all, or are you guys more of an online type business and can kind of get around that?
Well, it did affect us in a big way, actually, despite, yes, we are 100% online. And the biggest thing was when they shut the borders off, what happened is all the commercial flights were grounded. And what a lot of people don't know is that a lot of the cargo is actually being shuttled in those commercial planes. I didn't know that until I actually met a gentleman who used to be a big executive at KLM. And he explained that, yeah, like basically they fill the cargo compartments and passenger planes with commercial parcels. And that's how they're able to move a lot of stuff. So that went away. And all of a sudden, we had a whole bunch of shipments that were destined for, different countries got held up. And we ran out of stock in our U.S. Warehousing partners' space. So we had to try to expedite some from overseas. So yeah, it was a bit of a logistical nightmare for about six or 7 weeks. But now, like in May, we're starting to actually look good. We had to airlift some cargo using like DHL expedited rates, and it's the rates went up three times, right? So like we're spending a lot of money trying to get merchandise here, and so far that's how we have been affected. As far as that, we actually had two people in the team with suspected COVID 19. They got tested. Thankfully they weren't affected, but actually one of my teammates, her brother, he actually had COVID and recovered successfully. So I can't say it hasn't touched us. It has, like it was like, danger close, but
right.
It's real.
Right. Oh yes, yeah, definitely. It's definitely out there. It's definitely real. People need to definitely be careful with it. With, you talked about shipping internationally and stuff like that. And I know with a lot of things in the firearm industry with optics and obviously with firearms and ammunition, there's a lot of restrictions and stuff to international shipping. Does any of that affect you with the Endosnake?
So, good question, but because we're not considered like a firearm part or accessory, it's literally just an inspection device, and gun owners are the biggest customer segment, but we also have folks who buy it for like automotive, home use, inspecting, ducts, pipes, stuff like that. So no, it's just a USB camera. So it's basically no problem from that standpoint. There are some issues with the ad platforms such as, Facebook and Google sometimes, YouTube, they they see guns and firearms in our ads, and they get disapproved. But usually we are able to explain, no, look, this is just an inspection device. And more often than not, we get them reapproved. But yeah, it is an issue, yeah, for sure.
Right. Oh, wow. So this this year, you guys were at the SHOT Show pop-up review earlier this year, right?
Yeah, I guess we're like going backwards in time.
a little bit.
Chronology of like how this whole brand has started. But yeah, so maybe I can just go even further back in time and just explain
let's go back. It's the idea of an endoscope and a scope is not new, but you know, I was looking around, and that's where I actually ran across your website and remembered you guys from the SHOT Show.
Oh, nice.
And what was unique about, and I don't want to get too jumbled up here, but what was unique about your scope, your camera, is the size. A lot of the ones that I was looking for were like 5.5 millimeter, yeah, which is too large for inspection on a lot of guns, on a lot of firearms. And so I thought, wow, I'd like to get Greg on the podcast here and talk about where the idea come to make one so small.
Yeah. So if you permit, and if time permits, I can go really far back and explain.
We got plenty of time.
Yeah, man. So basically, yeah, like I live in Canada, and I came over here as an immigrant in the 90s. And when I was 18, I joined the Army Reserves, which is like their National Guard in the U.S. And I got on the unit marksmanship team. I got coached by a very accomplished marksman. He won Bisley several times, if you know what that is. Mm-hmm. And first year in, I was basically competing at a national level in a Commonwealth competition held in Ottawa. And I did well. So I had a lot of passion for, you know, shooting and marksmanship back from my days in the military. And then I did it again 2 years later. So I competed at national level twice with a rifle, a service rifle, and pistol. And I'm still in the reserves, by the way. I'm now a warrant officer and a company sergeant major in our light infantry battalion. But, you know, about around 2011, I started a business, and it was a marketing business. So I did a lot of like, you know, advertising and performance marketing, lead generation. And around 2017, when, you know, Shopify, another Canadian company, became, you know, a household name, we decided to pivot into that space. And you're right, endoscopes were not a new concept, and borescopes also were not new. So I basically observed an unfilled need in the market, because, you know, I knew something about guns and shooting, and I thought, okay, well, there are these like $500 Lymans and Hawkeye borescopes that are excellent, but they're really out of reach for, you know, most people. And on the other hand, you have these like inexpensive smartphone devices, but they are, like you said, 5.5 millimeters, just the lens and up. And we had a lot of comments like, well, what about the AR-15? It's like the most popular weapon systems in North America. And guess what? We spent about 9 months back and forth. I went to China twice and worked with the manufacturer. And a lot of people said, no, it cannot be done. It's impossible. Or it can be done, but it will cost you like hundreds of dollars. So finally, after 9 months of trying, this one place actually ended up working with us closely, and they had to borrow, I guess, from the medical device industry, and they were able to produce the 3.9 millimeter version that you saw at SHOT Show, and that's the one that obviously fits into 22 and, you know, 5.56 caliber, and even we had people put it into 17. Wow. As small as, yeah. So there are some limitations with that technology, but basically what I say is that, you know, it does 80% of the job for 10% of the price of like Hawkeye or Lyman. So
right,
you know, there you go. And then it was around 2018 when we developed that in the fall. And first it was slow, and it was a bit of an uphill battle. And I actually almost gave up. I was ready to shut that website off. And then I got a letter from Guns and Ammo magazine. Oh. And apparently the chief editor there is, he used to be an armorer in the Marine Corps and then a gunsmith in Blackwater. And he basically started a conversation and said, yeah, you guys have an interesting product. And we sent some samples. And basically then all of a sudden Guns and Ammo decides to run a full page issue on us. And that was like the big turnaround point for
right.
for the business, getting that, you know, final, you know, recognition that, you know, what we're doing is something significant. And, you know, we were getting emails from customers like, thank you, you know, I found a crack in the bolt of my vintage rifle, could have blown out in my face, or, you know, I was trying to buy this $5,000 match rifle at a gun show, and inside it was like all rusted out and stuff, and I almost got scammed. So things like that, we had the belief that what we were doing is the right thing. And of course, for every one of those, we'll get 10 like, ah, you guys are a piece of shit, you're a scam, blah, blah, blah. Like, you know what I mean? So a lot of angry people out there. And, you know, we're not trying to, like, you know, scam anyone, or we're just trying to serve an unfilled need. And we saw that need, and we work hard to fill it. And there are shortcomings, and there are, like, growing pains with logistics and shipping and stuff like that. But we're slowly getting there. So after Guns and Ammo, we got confident enough and invested into going into two trade shows in Vegas in January, which was CES, mm-hmm. Consumer Electronics Show, and obviously the SHOT Show. And it's a big investment, and we weren't able to afford like a small pop-up booth for a day at both shows, but I think it was well worth it. So, you know, a lot of people, it's different in real life than on the internet. On the internet, like I said, like, we have a lot of like, scam, blah, 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 you guys are crap. In real life, everybody's like, wow, you know, you
right,
shaking your hand and like, oh, this is so great, and I can't believe this technology exists, and it's so small, and like, you know, it was completely different feeling from just like every day logging into the email account and looking at all the, you know, hate emails and all the comments, right. Like, actually, another funny thing, every second comment on our ad is about using this device to inspect something other than your firearm.
Right. I
yeah.
can imagine.
And, right. Yeah, like, never gets old, you know, for three years, we keep seeing it and hearing it again and again. Yeah. That's, so long story, but this is how we ended up at SHOT Show.
Okay. Now, how did, was that your first time to go to a SHOT Show?
Yes. I mean, I did shoot in the military, but then I just kind of didn't do it for many, many years. So mm-hmm. I actually don't own any guns. And now that Canada has passed a law about, you know, the new, you know, assault style weapons,
right,
even if I wanted to, I couldn't. Yeah, I heard about the show many times, and I was actually in Vegas when the show wasn't down, because I was attending other marketing conferences that were, like, you know, in Vegas is always like 10 things at the same time.
Right.
And you know, I had friends like, we have friends who work for a big movie production company here in Toronto, which is like, you know, North Hollywood, and they supply all guns to all of the, you know, gun scenes that are being shot. So they go to SHOT Show all the time, and we, you know, spoke with them, and they said, yeah, it's a good place to go. It's, everybody comes together. So mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, while you were there, I know you were just there that one day with Pop-Up Review, but while you were there, did you have a chance to look at the rest of the show?
Yeah, because after we were done with our exhibit, I spent, I believe, 3 days walking the show, and it's huge. It's not the biggest one I've been to, of course, but it's fairly big and fairly impressive. And yeah, I got to meet a lot of other interesting people and companies and some cool products. You know, spoke with some media, you know, like magazines, like Handloader magazine, stopped by their booth, Guns and Ammo, a few others. So that was good. Ran into some people I know from Canada as well.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Like there was actually a big Canadian reception at the Stratosphere.
One of the nights.
We went there, and there was quite a few people I know, and then some people that we worked with on like Instagram and YouTube, kind of like yourself, but stopped by and shook hands. Like, yeah, you know, we did a review on you guys, and now we're finally see you face to face. So
right, yeah. I'm from Texas, and I find that too. That you know, every year when I go to SHOT Show, I run into random people that you know, from Texas, for you know, maybe only 30, 45 minutes, an hour away, you know, from where I live. It's interesting how you can go to a big show like that and meet people from your hometown almost.
Yeah, I joke all the time, like with the digital marketing community here in Toronto, like it's a pretty big community, but we always joke that we have to go to like Vegas or like Barcelona or somewhere else to meet up. And same thing, I guess, with the gun industry. Everyone's right. So busy, like you're just working and grinding away, and you have your head to the grindstone all the time. Like,
right.
The only time you can really like interact is when you go away and disconnect yourself from the daily firefighting. Mm-hmm. To that, you know, networking environment. And it's interesting how with the new COVID-19 distancing measures, like that's impossible. But now all these like Zoom calls are popping up, and the online masterminds, and now they have online summits all the time. So
right,
people need company and company of like-minded individuals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now with walking around, you said it at SHOT Show and talking to, you know, some of these other companies and publications and other things, did you find that, has that benefited the company since SHOT Show, doing that networking at SHOT Show?
It's difficult to attribute, like, you know, it's like, well, I shook this hand and then I made you know, this deal, and right. It doesn't always work that way. I think it's just like it's relationship capital, right? So it takes some time to accumulate, and maybe like this connection that you make today, a year from now, can introduce you to another connection, and that results in a deal. So yeah, it's very hard to put like an ROI on a trade show, even like from my you know, marketing conferences I've attended to. But it could be that one thing or one idea or one connection that you make that you know, 6 months down the road create something for you. So yeah, definitely there were some shout outs. There were like people posting stories on Instagram to, you know, nice, from our booth. So yeah, there's definitely some, you know, ripple effect from attending such an event for sure. Mm-hmm.
So let's jump in a little bit, Greg, on the product, on the EndoSnake itself, because I know that, you know, looking at the website here, there's several packages, several options. Let's talk about the basic EndoSnake and the basic package first. And so if somebody was looking at just the basic, what are they looking at? What do they get, and what are they going to be able to do with that?
Yeah. So right now our, you know, flagship model is the 3.9mm model that we developed specifically with the AR-15 crowd in mind. So, that's the model you will see like front and center on the website. So with that, you're able to pretty much see anywhere you want. So, you know, 17 caliber, 22, whatever. And of course, other applications, people, like I said, buy it for car engines and boats and looking inside computer servers and pipes and drains. Like, beekeepers bought it. Like,
oh, that's interesting.
Exactly. Like, we see feedback from people and like, oh my God, really, use it for that. That's awesome. Actually, we had a call earlier this week with a gentleman who was a combat medic in Afghanistan. Now he's actually in ER working with COVID patients. And he thought that, you know, we can find some usage in the medical field for it. So yeah, definitely. Thanks to our customers. We have some ideas on how else, you know, this type of device can be used. So yeah, you get that camera, which works with Android devices and computers, PC, Mac, simply plugging it in. And then if you have an iOS device or a certain model of mostly Samsung phones, they disallowed external camera called OTG function to plug in directly. So there's a workaround. We have an additional device called the Wi-Fi box, but basically it creates a wireless connection from the camera to the device. So you plug the camera instead of the phone into the little box. And this way you're able to work around that issue and still have the camera stream to the phone. So that's like the most bare bones. Like if you just want the one thing and you have an iPhone, you get the camera and then Wi-Fi box, or if you have an Android device, you just get the camera. Then there are other models available. So we sell a couple of bundles. So if basically you want to have larger diameter lenses for like maybe a larger bore or a bigger field of view, and you don't have an AR-15, or maybe you want to inspect something else. So there are a couple of kits that combine several of those, you know, 5.5 millimeter, 7 millimeter, 8 millimeter units, and they come in different lengths too. So all of our EndoSnakes are typically so 3 feet, 1 meter, 2 feet, sorry, 2 meters, 6 feet, and then there's a 5 meter, 15 footer.
Wow.
Length. Yeah, we can go up to, I believe, 30 feet, and then after that, there's some signal loss in the cable, but that's how long they can be. And also, recently, we introduced a couple of new models to the lineup. So there was a big feature request for a 90-degree view. So obviously, you know, you don't only want to look forward down the bore, you want to look at the walls and inspect inside. So we couldn't put it on a 3.9 millimeter because it was like so tiny and so brittle, and we were afraid that the lens would just fall off and get lost. So there's basically there are two prototypes for that. So one is already available for sale. We sold a few dozen. It's called the EndoSnake Trooper. It's a 5 millimeter, still fits into AR-15s. And that one is already available. And then another one, we're still working on it. We want to make it smaller. So it's going to be smaller than 5 millimeters, but a little bit larger than 3.9. So I think we got it down to 4.1.
Wow.
And that will also have a 90 degree head available. And that one is, we actually have samples inbound, and they should be here Wednesday. And I'll personally take a look and make sure that you know, everything's up to spec, and maybe we'll have them available soon.
Very nice. But,
yeah. So that's the gist of it.
Yeah. With the different sizes, you talk about, you know, using the 3.9 or the bigger ones for the larger caliber. Why would you need to go with a larger caliber as opposed to the 3.9? I mean, what's the difference in the picture that you're seeing there?
It's really just the field of view and the lens diameter. So again, like I said, people don't buy it just for guns. They buy it for other applications. Like we even had, you know, at the SHOT Show, we had tactical teams stop by and all the like SF folks and just say, hey, yeah, I'm not going to use it to look down my gun, but I'm going to use it to look under the door and see if there, you know, there are any bad guys or how many. And
yeah.
You know what I mean? So for something like that, you may want a larger lens, or, you know, for a plumbing application, where basically size is not paramount, where you don't need it to be that small.
Right.
You can go larger. And
so if you're using the smaller, the 3.9 and let's say a 45 caliber or something like that, you know, significantly larger bore, what you're saying is you're not going to be able to see that entire bore on the screen. You're going to kind of have to move the EndoSnake around a little bit.
No, you will still see it, because you can go to, like, if you go to our Instagram account, you'll see all the different types of guns people have inspected. So no, you'll still see it.
Okay.
It's just unless you're inspecting like a shotgun, then yeah, you're going to have to move it around
a little bit. Sure. Yeah. Now with with the picture that your picture quality and everything you're getting off this camera, what type of resolution is it typically running at?
So it's 720p, so obviously it's not going to be like, you know, a $500 super HD, but, you know, we had feedback from, you know, Guns and Ammo, from several like armors. It's basically a good quality, you know, field expedient tool for the job. So, I mean,
yeah,
if you're looking for super crystal clear, super high HD, like many megapixel, that is not the tool for you. But also, right, don't expect to spend you know, just, I don't know,
several, right,
you know, yeah, several hundred bucks, you know.
No, I mean, I understand, like, they're very expensive. And yeah, well, the reason I mentioned that is, I mean, it sounds like, you know, most of the issues I think that people are going to be looking for is going to be a more pronounced, probably, you know, major, more immediate issue, right, in that bore. So 720, I think, for that application would be plenty. If you were looking at maybe a really fine tool mark or something in the barrel, that might require a higher resolution camera or something like that. But it sounds like the Endo Snake will do, like you said when we started, that for most general purpose home type gunsmithing, it's gonna get the job done, it sounds like.
Yeah, it's like when you're on the range or out in the field and you want to check out fouling or, like, you know, copper buildup or something like that. Or,
right,
another thing we realized, like, you know, gun shows and buying used or vintage or mil surplus, that's when you need to be careful. And that's how you can quickly inspect things like, you know, cracks or spacing.
Yeah,
I'm not a gunsmith, so I don't know exactly right, what you'd be looking right for.
Well, I mean, you've also got the you know, yeah, we talk a lot about it being a bore scope. We talk a lot about the, you know, looking at the bore, but, you know, you can also look at the bolt face and, yeah, the firing pin and a lot of the chamber and a lot of other things like that with it as well, I would think.
Yeah, or like with the weapons that you cannot break open, so like older, you know, World War I, World War II, some of them, like, you can't just disassemble it, so that's perfect.
Right, yeah, absolutely. So with the scope here, I was looking at it, and interesting thing I think on the website here that I noticed that I was scrolling down is that you've got some books or some ebooks that are available with purchase or something like that. Something about the sniper tip.
So, basically we have a little promo going on where we try to, like, provide more value to our customers or prospects. Basically, you get, we had the research, some of the, you know, books that are out of circulation, but they're available and either for free or they can be borrowed from, like, repository. So we basically have a list of books. Oh. You get a link to a web page with a bunch of different books about marksmanship and shooting and history of firearms that you can just download for free. So I think it's pretty neat.
And is that some of the resources that you used through your you know, competing in marksmanship challenges and stuff?
No, I've read maybe some of them, but not all of them, of course. But right, we just had the team to go out and research, like, what is available online, mm-hmm, for free that people can look at and learn and become better. So they just compile it all together in one easy to use format.
Right.
It's all like public domain stuff, right? It's not.
Right.
It just finding that takes a lot of time, so we just took that time to find it all and put it into one list. And also, there's another thing we send out is a link to another web page where we just have a bunch of our customers or people that reviewed our product basically shoot video, and they used EndoSnake in the process of, like, cleaning a gun or maintaining, and we think that information is also going to be useful for folks. So there's another link that explains that.
Right. Now, one thing that we didn't cover, I think that some people out there watching or listening probably are thinking, why didn't I ask this question? But with the showing the picture, of course, kind of a live feed on the on your screen is one thing. Does this offer the capability, or with an app or with whatever, the capability to take a picture and or record video?
Oh, yes, of course. I mean, if you seen any of our ads, or if you go to the YouTube channel or Instagram page or Facebook page, you see feedback from not just ourselves, but from customers who inspect their firearms, and then they post pictures and videos. And yeah, you can use it to save, send to your friends, and to back to the shop or whatever. Like, there's multiple ways you can use. But yeah, the apps that are used with Endosnik, they're not ours. They're third-party free apps. So sure. There's several we recommend that we tested, and they do offer to save, record photos and videos. And one tip I always say, make sure you check the resolution setting on those apps, because by default, they're usually set to the lowest. And a lot of people say, well, the resolution isn't so great. And I'm like, well, okay, let's check your resolution. And then next thing you know, it's set to the lowest setting. And then right. You crank it up, and it looks a lot better. And if you did stop at our booth at the SHOT Show, yeah, you could see, like, yourself firsthand. We had a barrel there. We had a couple of other things you could just mess around with. And everybody who stopped by said, yeah, this is pretty good.
Right. Right. Yeah. You got to know how to use it, right? Read the instructions first, and all the tips and everything.
Yeah. For the instructions, we literally had our customers record videos of them using it and send them back to us. So, you know, it's straight from the horse's mouth. Like, okay, here's how you do it. Real customer plugging it into their device. And the tip I want to give is sometimes it takes a little bit of time for the chip to actually focus on something. So if you're moving too fast, sometimes it may look a little blurry. So you have to sometimes slow down a little bit and let it find its focus.
That's a hard thing for a lot of people nowadays to do, is slow down. Everybody wants to go fast.
Yeah, there is that. Of course, I think that the last couple of months, a lot of people had to slow down, and you know, myself right. included. So actually, it's good to sometimes, you know, you probably heard this, you know, slow is smooth, smooth is fast. Like all the
right,
you know,
right.
All the shooters probably heard it on a lot of like. Right. Special forces, I like to say it.
Right. Now it really does sound, Greg, like you're doing a lot on social media. A lot of the feedback that you're hearing from the customers is that coming from most of your social media work?
Well, it's both social media and just listening to feedback. Like, we have 4 people full time answering customer service queries through the CRM system, and there's, you know, there's a genuine complaint or an issue, try to pay attention, or if there's a suggestion or recommendation as well. But social media, yeah, I mean, because we started as a marketing company, and we still do other marketing outside of the Endosnik brand, there are other things we do in digital marketing space. Yeah, I mean, social media is one of the biggest ways how we get the word out there, how we get in touch with people, and it makes it so easy to get a hold of someone, show them our product, send it to them for review, and yeah, it's been great. Like, we couldn't probably do it without it.
Right. And obviously you've got the website endosnik.com is out there. The products is up there. Like you said, a lot of review videos, it looks like, on there. A lot of information that we covered today is up there. You guys have a YouTube as well, correct?
Yeah, so there's a YouTube channel that we have. We have a Facebook page. We actually have several. And Instagram account. So Instagram has got probably the most customer-generated video or photo. Mm-hmm. Then the YouTube channel, mostly because we use it for advertising, a lot of it just has our promo ad examples uploaded, so there's not a lot of user-generated videos, but all of our ads, they feature content from real users. So somebody sends us a video how they are using the product, and we'd like to show it to the world and say, look, like this is what people are doing. Like it's not just us here in a studio or in my house trying to film something. No, it's real people doing real things, right? And that's the cool thing about social media.
And finding all types of interesting uses for it. You know, it sounds like from your stories as well. So that's pretty neat.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Greg, I want to thank you for joining us this week on the podcast. It's been a pleasure talking to you. And remind people out there, go check out endosnake.com if you're looking for a borescope, an endoscope, something to help you out with your gunsmithing needs and that sort of stuff. Greg, it's been a pleasure, and have a good weekend, sir.
Thank you. You as well.
Thank you for joining in on another Firearm Friday. Don't forget to log on to clovertech.com. There you'll find our social media links, the blog, cool swag, and more. If you'd like to help support our projects and take advantage of some extra perks, you can do so over on Patreon at patreon.com/clovertech. Have a great weekend.